And speaking of teammates, rivals, and friends, Gene Bolduc is here in the studio to help us out with KidsQ today, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week.
Did you pull a muscle with that stretch?
I thought that was pretty good. KidsQ airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop, which will officially become Community Works 1 week from today. Next week, Friday, is the official rebranding. Still have shops in downtown Carrboro and the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Whole Foods Plaza still being renovated, but Community Works is open with regular hours, all stocked up for the holidays. So head on over, shop, and support this great organization. Gene Bolduc hosts the Weekend Water Cooler right here on WCHL. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm good, but I'm no rival for Aaron Keck. I surrender immediately and defer to your greatness.
Oh,
I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
Are you ready for KidsQ?
Oh, totally.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. Oh, I like this one. If you wrote a book, I guess this is a fictional book, what would name the main character and where would they live?
Wow.
I've had several ideas for books over the course of my life, and none of them have been good ideas, so...
Okay. Geez. This is hard. You go first.
Okay, so the last idea that I had for a novel was like an updated... like an updated version of Harry Potter where the main character is like a Harry Potter figure who had accomplished these amazing achievements while a teenager, and now it's 20 years later, and he's just sort of settled into a normal adult life.
Right.
But somehow or other, through circumstances, he gets called upon to, like, go out into the world and be a hero once again, or maybe, like, circumstances arise and he decides to try to seize the opportunity, even though people aren't necessarily asking him to. I hadn't really figured that out. Never really got any further than that, but I came up with what I thought was a really, really good character name, Arthur Sundown.
Arthur Sundown.
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe that I was sitting in a coffee shop and that Gordon Lightfoot song Sundown was playing on the PA.
Oh,
and I was like, ooh, that would be a cool last name.
I've been creeping around your backstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
I was like, Sundown would be a cool last name for like
Sundown
a hero character.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like someone who's kind of past his prime and so
Yeah, or Horizon would be a good name.
Horizon,
too.
Sunrise. Right.
Yeah, because, you know, here's why I like Horizon, because, first of all, if you're going to walk into your future and have a good future, you need to keep your eyes on the horizon and not at your feet.
Okay.
You have to you have to take the long view, in other words.
Right, right.
You also actually literally have to do that to keep your balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a story that's kind of about that, I think that would be an interesting story. And maybe just because I've had to do this so many times myself, but somebody who's going through like a rehab situation, like for having their knees rebuilt again. Gene, again? I thought we already did this. Yes, we did.
Are we still talking about a book now?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you and I are kind of on the same vein here, that I like the idea of somebody who's done a great thing.
Right.
But they did it early in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after you've done that, it is kind of a challenge to figure out how do you find the excitement and challenge of what you do tomorrow. How do you feel like tomorrow's the big thing when your biggest thing is behind you?
Right.
Probably.
And that's
why things like children and grandchildren in the story are so great.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it doesn't even have to be your own. Can be great. And this is why I think that teachers are immortal, because teachers have a new crop of kids every year that they get to introduce some of these amazing things to, and they know those amazing things better and better every year.
Mm-hmm.
They do things like, Rob had a teacher one year that she just read the Raven. She had memorized the Raven. Mm-hmm. And so every year at Halloween, all the lights went out she recited the Raven. And I can just imagine that year after year that her recitation got better and better and better.
Right, right.
And I think that to each kid, what a magical thing that is, even though you're doing it yet again as an adult, that you probably get something a little extra out of it each time, something different each time. So that's kind of I think my character would be a teacher.
Okay.
And I think somewhere where teaching is dangerous. I don't know where that would be in the world.
That doesn't necessarily narrow it down.
It really doesn't. That could be anywhere, depending on what you're teaching, right?
Or how you define dangerous.
Well, I mean, politically dangerous, perhaps physically dangerous. Mm-hmm. But also, I think the idea
of... So like a Socrates kind of character, maybe?
Almost. Yeah.
Ish?
Yeah, I mean, I like Socratic teaching. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I am leaving the room right now. I did not pay to have you ask me questions over and over.
I'm paying. It's your salary, teacher. I always thought that, you get more out of teachers who kind of throw it back in your lap and say, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, well,
wait
a minute.
The whole idea of the flipped classroom, right? Like, the teacher isn't the one who's telling you what the answers are. You're going out and you're finding them for yourself with guidance from the teacher.
One of my favorites at UNC, the great Chuck Stone, told us, like, on the second day of our censorship class, that he said, listen, let's get something straight. I have a curriculum here. I think you'll find it helpful. But the fact is, if I disappeared tomorrow, you'd all show up in this classroom. You have that curriculum. You have the reading material. You have each other's minds, and you could take each other through this course. I'm here to help you, but really, how much you get out of it is between and among yourselves. And so we're going to collaborate.
That's a good philosophy.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're
going
to collaborate as we discover this coursework.
What would your fictional teacher's name be?
Oh, gosh. I guess you're saying it can't be Aaron Keck.
I mean, it could be, but, like, I feel like you could come up with something better than that.
Maybe it would be Karen Ack.
Ooh. See, now would be the moment when I tell you what my pseudonym would be if I ever decided to use one, because I know head what it would be.
Okay.
But if I told you, then I can't use it anymore.
You mean like your pen name or name would be.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you write under your own wonderful name?
I don't know. I always have, but in case I ever wanted to use a pen name, I know what it would be if I ever decided to use one. But I can't tell you what
you
it is, because otherwise. Because if I start using it, then people would know.
So you'll tell me off air.
I'll
opine as to whether or not it's the most awesome pen name I ever heard.
All right.
Okay. Well, my character's name would be determined at a later date. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Is Adelaider their middle name? Determined at a later date.
Determined at a later date.
Their initials are Dad.
I like it. Okay, well, now you gave it away.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works. Use the hashtag KidsQ.